Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sana IE. I'm your host, XO. Hope you've been having a great week. It's Friday, one of my favorite days of the week, because it's like the preparation for the weekend. I know everybody gets hyped for the weekend, but me personally, I get hyped for Fridays because the traffic slows down on the streets and I can get a lot more done. I like to run errands. I like to do my networking and interacting with people as well as getting work done. So when Fridays come, I'm like, hell yeah. And that's one of the main reasons why I dropped episodes on Friday, because I know like Friday everybody gets prepared for the weekend, but I like to drop them episodes to keep that hunger alive and you stay hungry, stay grinding, and stay focused on what you're trying to accomplish versus, oh, it's the weekend, let me relax, let me party, let me drink, let me do all this. Nah, stay focused on what you want to do versus trying to get prepared for the weekend, trying to tune out. Some people take the Fridays off because they're like, oh, let's get the three-day weekend, but let's stay focused on what we're trying to do and accomplish with our goals. With that being said, on this episode, I want to discuss steps on goal setting, the benefits of keeping a journal, and some apps to help you manage your business. The apps we all got, cell phones, iPhones, any type of smartphone, there's apps that I've found that help you manage your business more appropriately and just have you more structured and scheduled out versus having everything all in chaos, as well as if you think or you have some apps that I should talk about or discuss, let me know. Hit me up on any social media platform at Sana IE Podcast or email me at sanaiepodcast@gmail.com or leave them in the Apple reviews. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts right now, leave them in the reviews and I'll greatly appreciate it. But first, I got the quotes of the day. First quote is, take time to appreciate the small things. We're so busy in life that we always want the big things, the big picture, the big puzzle, the big prize, instead of appreciating the small things like waking up in the morning, having a shower to get, having access to food, having a roof over your head, having a car, having the ability to listen to this podcast. Appreciating the small things transitions to big things and coming to your life, you becoming a magnet and attracting bigger things in your life. So appreciate the small things, being grateful for the small things, the little things in your life. It'll show that you'll have more appreciation and then it'll open up your eyes to everything that's around you that you should be appreciative of, that you should be grateful for. So appreciate the small things as you're on your journey in life. My next quote is, relax. You are where you're supposed to be. Take time. Embrace where you're at right now. If it's not where you want to be, that's good. Use that as hunger to get to where you want to be. If you are where you want to be right now, appreciate that, but still focus on leveling up. So don't get comfortable. Don't get complacent on where you're at. Yeah, relax. Analyze of the situation. Analyze where you're at. Analyze where you're going. But still keep that hunger, keep that grind, keep that vision, keep that focus onto where you want to go, where you're headed, what's your destination that you want to be at. Where you're supposed to be right now is just a learning experience, helping you learn to grow, to elevate. So once again, my two quotes were, the first one is, take time to appreciate the small things. And my next quote is, relax. You are where you're supposed to be. I'll be right back with Sana IE. My first topic of today's show is what I learned this week. And me, everybody knows I'm a workaholic. I'm always working, grinding. And I've been just trying to find the balance between work time, family time, leisure time, and just trying to find that balance and scheduling that balance within my weeks and my days, as well as being off my phone. I have a tendency, a habit of always being on my phone. And that's grasping my attention in others' presence. So something that I got to work on gradually as well as this year develops. So that's what I've been learning like this week. And another thing I've learned is budgeting. I've been talking about budgeting heavy, getting your budget together, weekly budget, daily budget, monthly budgets. And budgeting unexpected expenses. This week, Pops came into town, and I don't know. I was going to have to be paying for lunch, but I did, you know. But budgeting those unexpected expenses comes in where you just put some side money aside every week. We have like, oh, extra 50 to 100 bucks every week, or however you operate your budget with expenses and then unexpected expenses. Because there are, as we all know, there's unexpected expenses in life throughout weeks, throughout days, where we like, all right, this is our budget for the week, but then something just pops up or something happens. So just having that money aside to like, all right, this is an unexpected expense, but just make it happen versus like, oh, dang, I didn't know this was going to come up. But I'm going to get on to a few of the main topics of today's show. And the first one I'm starting off with is 6 steps to goal setting. And the first step is make a list of your goals. What are your goals? Let's just talk about your goals for the next 2 months, November, December. What are your two main goals that you want to accomplish before 2021? Write them down, or it says make a list. And then step two, choose the goal that you really, really want. What's that goal within these next 2 months that you really, really want to achieve? You want to lose weight. You want to get a new job, income. You want a new car, a new house. You want to spend more time with family. You want to quit that main job and work on your side hustle or start a business. Something of that nature. What do you really, really want to accomplish within these next 2 months? And then we go to step three. Step three is writing down your why. Why do you really, really want this goal? Think about your why now. I'm thinking about my why. Then we go to step four, creating a goal card. Creating a goal card for yourself. And a goal card is like writing out your goals, seeing those accomplishments, and giving yourself, it's like a visual tool. Describes your goal, it maps out the plan for getting there, and it visually gives you a new reality of what is to come. So have that in mind as you setting your goals. Get that goal card. Step five, turn your goals into quarterly objectives. How can I achieve this goal within the next 2 months? I would say 3 months, but with 2 months. 2.5 months, I want to say. How can I achieve this goal within these next 2.5 months? You can make it happen. Your mind will start thinking of options of ways to accomplish this goal. And step six, you work on your goals daily. Consistently working your goals, aspiring to achieve your goals, seeing your goals, having that goal card, consistently working on them. You're seeing your why. Maybe you have to write your why out. Maybe you have to write it out on a wall, put it up in a post-it note, thumbtack, something. Or maybe you have to make it your screensaver on your phone, as well as your goals and your why. And just to get you started and get you pushed to, that's the everything you're seeing every morning. That's what you're waking up to, seeing your goals, seeing what you want to accomplish. But I'll be right back with Sana IE. And we back. Another thing I want to point out too, when it comes to goal setting, if you have any goal setting tips that you have yourself, let me know. Hit me up on any social media platform or as well as the Gmail, and let me know your goal setting tips, what you do to set goals, or leave a review at the bottom of Apple Podcasts and let me know how you set your goals. Let us all know how you set up your goals and everything. Now we transition to the benefits of keeping a journal. The first one is it organizes your thoughts. When you got a journal, you can always map out what you're thinking, what's in your head. A person like me, well, if you're a person like me, You're an overthinker, always overthinking, and you need somewhere to map out your thoughts. So one thing is, that's what a journal's for. You have a journal to map out what you're thinking, map out what's going on in your head, write out your day and how you're feeling. Number two, you can also monitor your goals with the journal. Number three, it boosts your memory. You always can write down, like I said, it goes down to jotting down your day. It's like a diary, if you want to call it that. But it's like a journal, keeping out how your day went, how you felt that day, what made you happy, what made you sad, what was good about that day, what was bad about the day, who you spent the day with. Like, it boosts your memory. You have recollections of what you've done that past week, especially with how much goes on these days. You need something to reflect back on and say, oh, this is what I did that day versus, oh, I forgot what I did last week. You can always go back to your journal. Number four, it allows you to self-reflect. Going through your journal, I go through my journal sometimes, and I reflect back on the good days, the bad days, and how that helped me up to this point, how that's helping me right now, how those days, those bad days, those sad days, those dark days, the days, whatever they were at that time, they helped me to this point. Gives you self-reflection. So we're like, okay, during that time, man, I was fighting through a storm. I didn't have no umbrella, but hey, I'm still standing here, and now what? I got 10 umbrellas. But so that means you can withstand the storm. But so that goes to self-reflection. You can self-reflect looking through your journal, through the times, the good times, the bad times, the ups, the downs, all that. Number five, it relieves stress. All that pent-up stress, all that tension and everything, write it out. Write it out in a journal. It's like a writing meditation for you, where you're writing everything out. Get it all out from your mind and off your chest and just write it out. Number six, cures anxiety. It's like being anxious and where you all got, like I said, pent up, that pent up aggression, anything that's in your mind, anything you're feeling anxious out, write it out. Write it out, get it out, get that journal to where you're journaling every day on a consistent basis. You don't have to worry about the anxiety. You don't have to worry about being stressed. Number seven, you can express yourself better. You write out your feelings, you see your goals, not your goals, but you see your feelings, you see how you felt, and you can express yourself towards people better because you're like, okay, this is what I was feeling at that time. And this is how I can express how I felt to you. So you can express yourself better. You're looking back through your journal, you're writing out your feelings, and you like can you express it on paper so you can express it vocally. Number eight, it helps you sleep better. Gets, like I said, it's just like a stress reliever. It relieves all the tension, relieves the day. At the end of the day, you're writing down how your day went, taking all that load off, you sleeping, count sheep. Number nine, it improves your mood. And number 10, you learn from your experiences. So, keeping a journal, the benefits of a journal. Me, I journal every now and then, but now that I've seen or know the benefits, you know how some of us are, we need to know the benefits of what we're doing first, then we want to do it. So I know the benefits now of journaling, what journaling does. I want to start journaling more about my days, how I feel, and just journaling about different things that come to mind. And especially me, like I said, being a conscious overthinker and always thinking consistently on different things, I need something to write it down. So journaling is that best option. If you journal yourself, let me know how journaling helps you. And, you know, hit me up on social media or anything of that nature. But I'll be right back. Then I'm going to hit you with the next topic, which is the apps to use when starting a business or for your business. I'll be right back. Now we're on to apps to start using to manage your business. The first one I found was Gusto. Gusto handles payroll, benefits and taxes all in one. Then I found Slack. Slack is a way to communicate with your team and send files. It brings team communication and collaboration in one place so you can get more work done, whether you belong to a large enterprise or a small business. There's also Canva, which is create social media images and edit photos for marketing without any graphic experience. Then there's Monday.com, which you can plan, run, and track remote work within one platform. Then I found that Trello is a visual tool for organizing your work and life. And those are the apps that I found to use to manage to start your business. If you have any more, let me know what you think and what helps your business as you run your business. What helps you out? How do you communicate with your team? How do you come up with the marketing? How you do your designs? How you schedule out your days? Any apps that help you out on a daily basis? Let me know so I can spread the word for us and we can all get together and work on sharing these apps with each other and sharing over the social media feeds and whatnot. But let's get on with the recap of today's show. I hope today's show was very informative for everyone that's listening. All I ask is you share it with a friend, share it with a coworker, share it with a family member, share it with somebody. Spread the word about the podcast so I can grow, so we can grow, so we can reach more people and I can bring more value to people's lives. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Let me hit y'all with the recap. First off, we started with the quotes of the day. The first one was, take time to appreciate the small things. And then the next one was, relax. You are where you're supposed to be. Then I discussed what I learned this week, balancing work time and family time. I know we all go through it, balancing that time with the family, balancing work time, and just really scheduling out our days to make sure we're not spread too thin and we're giving our proper circle the right time. Then I discussed the unexpected expenses when budgeting and budgeting. That seems to happen every week for me, but I mean, I got to start putting, like I said, the unexpected spending part aside, so I have that money for those unexpected expenses. Then we went to the 6 steps to goal setting. Step 1, make a list of your goals. Number 2, choose the one you really, really, really want to accomplish. Step 3, write down your why. Step 4, create a goal card. Step 5, turn your goals into quarterly objectives. Step 6, working your goals daily. Then we discuss the benefits of having and keeping a journal. Number 1, you can organize your thoughts. You can monitor your goals. Number 3, it boosts your memory. Number 4, allows you to self-reflect. Number 5, relieves stress. Number 6, it cures anxiety. Number 7, helps you express yourself better. Especially if you have a problem expressing yourself already, maybe you have to write down how you feel first, then work on it vocally. Number 8, it helps you sleep better. Number 9, it improves your mood. Number 10, you learn from your experiences. And then we discuss apps to manage your business, to help you manage your business. Number 1, with Gusto, helps you manage payroll, helps you manage benefits, and helps you manage the taxes. Slack, it helps you communicate with your team and send files. Canva, you create social media images and edit photos for marketing without any graphic experience. Monday.com, you can plan, run, and track remote work all on one platform. Trello is a visual tool for organizing your work and life. And then we have the ending quotes of the day. Always remember to take your vitamins. Take your vitamin A for action, vitamin B for belief, vitamin C for confidence, vitamin D for discipline, and vitamin E for enthusiasm. Thank you guys. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll be back again Tuesday. Osana IE.